Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part series on sympathetic joy, and we have Ragini Michaels here today with us.
Hi, CJ.
And we are going to, this is actually part of our, how many parts? Many part series. We started off by looking at obstacles to self-love.
Correct. I think we had seven of those.
Seven. And now we're actually looking at
The invitations
that actually are a pairing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we even have a pairing. Yay.
Like wine and chocolate.
Exactly. A pairing to go with the negative emotions of anger, guilt, shame,
envy, jealousy,
all those things. So these are kind of the positive pairings to go with those. So this is our pairing that goes with, what does sympathetic joy go with it?
Envy and jealousy.
Oh, yes. Green envy and jealousy. So that is what we're going to be talking about today is sympathetic joy. And we're going to start like we do with all of the segments in the series on describing what it is from a psychological perspective.
From a psychological perspective, it is actually the antidote to envy. Uh-huh. And jealousy, and in some ways hypocrisy as well. Uh-huh. And I think it's seeing others as part of your family. You know how when somebody in your family has something good happen to them, uh-huh. you generally feel, not always, but generally feel happy for them.
Right.
So sympathetic joy, by definition, really is having a feeling that I'm happy that you're happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you have gotten a little piece of the joy that comes to individuals in life. Yay, this is a wonderful thing. And instead of feeling sympathetic joy, oftentimes what people feel is envy when something nice happens to someone else rather than feeling happy for them. Or we move into a state of pretending that we're happy for them, which can feel very hypocritical on the inside, even if you're coming across very sincerely on the outside.
Right, right. And it's, you know what's so hard with this one? Almost with every single one of these, I can actually relate to mm-hmm. a certain point, but I actually, this is one that I don't have a problem with. Is that shocking?
It's nice. It's very nice, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because it adds a lot to your own life if you can be happy for other people because it makes you happy.
Yeah.
If you're happy for other people's happiness, it makes your life a happier place to be rather than being envious of other people's happiness and wishing that you had it or that you had it and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of experience with envy and jealousy in my personal journey. So when I discovered sympathetic joy and began to work with it, it really changed things a lot because I started to have a lot more happiness in my life because I'm happy because you're happy. It sounds so silly, but that's the simplest definition of sympathetic joy.
Yeah. And how about from a spiritual perspective? Is it, because I noticed that before we started the show, you said that the Buddhists have an idea of sympathetic joy and also the Hindus have one and yoga have some ideas of sympathetic joy. Mm-hmm. What does it mean from a spiritual perspective?
Really, it's one of the experiences that I believe is just a fundamental reality of your heart. That it's a natural state of the human heart when left to its own devices and not covered up with all of the directives and fears and anxieties that come from the mind. So from a spiritual perspective, it when you touch sympathetic joy, when you make the effort to step into that space, it opens your heart. It really does open the heart so that you start to have the opportunity to see, oh, here's what life looks like from my mind, envy, jealousy, and here's what mind looks like from my, here's what life looks like from my heart. So you get two very different perspectives. And most people, once you get used to looking at life through the eyes of your heart, that's the preferential choice because it makes you happier. It's just a happier place to be than envy and jealousy.
Yeah. And then how about from, so how you're saying this relates to love is, in fact, because this is about opening your heart, it's a way of showing love. Or, you know, on each of these segments, we've talked about how is this an antidote for fear?
Right.
And how does this move us closer to love?
Well, again, in the same vein that I was just speaking about it, fear is a basic, beyond your basic biological fight or flight or freeze mechanism. The fear that most of us experience is from the mind. It's
right.
From it's worry about what's the future going to be, or it's worry about not healing the past and having the future look like your past.
Right.
So those anxieties come from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start looking at sympathetic joy, it opens your heart to simply be present to what is and shift your view from all the negative things that can happen in life, because life is full of a lot of pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, sympathetic joy is about shifting your view to find the joy, to find the beauty, the wonder, and let it touch you, and that opens your heart,
mm-hmm.
and that moves you out of fear and into love. And of course, being able to be happy because somebody else is happy is a form of self-care and self-love, because you're bringing happiness to your own life. You are doing it.
Hmm.
You are caring for
right,
yourself.
That's the self-care part of
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's a nuance that I wouldn't have gotten, mm-hmm. but I guess it is. The two nuances that I wouldn't have gotten is you're doing it for yourself as much as the other person.
Because from a spiritual perspective, there's no difference. We're all members of the same species. And if your heart opens, other people's hearts open.
Right, right. I get that part. So energetically, what happens when, you know, when your heart opens? So you're saying what happens is that with sympathetic joy, your heart opens. And when that happens, probably a lot of the fear kind of dissipates. What else happens kind of energetically when you actually, like, open yourself up to feeling other people's happiness?
Literally, energetically, you can feel an actual opening or a surge or a pulsing in the heart area in your actual physical body. So it's a different energy. We don't think of the physical heart as, you know, opening. That would not be so good on the physical
right.
level. But energetically.
Yes, that wouldn't be good on a physical level.
Emotionally, when the heart opens, energetically, the heart opens. And when you move into sympathetic joy, which is a very, as I said earlier, it's a state that is natural to the human heart. So when you get down to that place where you're actually able to touch it, to vibrate with it, to resonate with it, to catch the glimmer of it,
mm-hmm.
The energetics of your heart, if you will buy energetic model for a moment,
mm-hmm.
actually vibrates differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like in music, if you have something in a room that's vibrating at one level and you bring something up to a different vibration into the room, it can change the vibration
mm-hmm.
of, say, the harp chord, you know, the string on the harpsichord or whatever
right.
will change how it's vibrating if something else comes into the room.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's something like that. A lot of people who've spent time with spiritual masters will talk about having experiences that they've never had before, because speaking in this model, their energy rises up to meet and vibrate with and resonate with the energy of the spiritual master.
Hmm.
And it's who's living at a different level of energetically vibrating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can say experientially. So if a friend says, I just got that job, or a client's like, I just got that job.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it really does feel that way, where your energy does, as you're saying, your energy rises to the level that their energy is at. And it's also, as you're saying, and you feel it's a transference of happiness, a shared happiness, their
yeah.
happiness with getting that job.
Yes, the
makes
joy.
You all happy with getting that job.
Their joy becomes your joy. And what
yeah.
is more wonderfully human at the highest level than that?
Yeah. Even just saying that, didn't your heart just...
Yeah.
Just even saying that, my heart got all buzzed out. How about you out there listening? Did your heart get buzzed out? I have it. So that is one one of my greatest joys in coaching, and you probably have that same thing in your practice too, when people come in and they tell you, guess what, like whatever thing is. And doesn't it sound like that every time? Seriously.
Well, yes, because usually when people are excited or something, they have something wonderful coming in their life, their whole energy goes up a few levels, you know, as well as the decibels of their voice.
It's the best ever. That is the best. Honestly, that is the best part of my job as a coach.
Yes.
To actually feel that vibrational energy and just overall happiness. And like you're saying, it's the shared happiness. And I never thought about it as heart opening, but absolutely that is true.
Absolutely. And if what we want in our world today is, it's available to us much more easily when we live from our hearts. I'm not saying throw your mind away. I'm saying that the mind needs the balance of the heart for guidance and direction and clarity.
That's too bad, because I actually just put my mind in the shredder after you said that. I'm just kidding.
No, you need your mind. But it has to be in the right place.
Yeah,
right. The mind has to be, well, it doesn't have to be, but it works better in service of the heart.
Yes. Completely agree. Many thanks to you. A heartfelt thanks to you, Raghini Michaels, author of a new book. Go to Amazon and find it. Unflappable six steps to staying centered, peaceful, happy, centered, and peaceful.
Yes, no matter
what. No matter what. Again, go to Amazon. You can also find it on RaghiniMichaels.com.
That's right.
Spell your name, please.
RaghiniMichaels.
And if you looked at Raghini's face, she was pausing almost, which is curious to me. All right, don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, we are going to be talking about how you cultivate more sympathetic joy in your life. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go on to Facebook, find Fire It Up with CJ's fan page, and like us. I want you to like me. So go over and friend us. We'll be right back.
Cold as ice and more bitter than a December winter night.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are talking about sympathetic joy and how you can use sympathetic joy to move away from fear and towards love, to open your heart, as Ragini just told me in the previous segment. Welcome, Ragini Michaels.
Thank you. Nice to be here, CJ.
So we're talking about cultivating sympathetic joy in our daily lives. What gets in the way of people feeling, like you said, jealousy and envy and hypocrisy? Is that what else gets in the way?
Isn't that enough? But yes, unawareness of comparison and competition can also be in the way, because if you have a story, everybody has a story, mm-hmm. but if your story is based on being unseen or being a loser or never winning, or themes that run along the side of dissatisfaction and disappointment, there is a tendency to not even think of, I'm happy because you're happy. Okay, mm-hmm. that doesn't even enter into the picture, because you're very identified with your story about what your life is about. And sympathetic joy is about other people, mm-hmm. and it's also about you being happy, because the reason a person might obsess about their own story, you know, where they're not getting satisfaction or success or the kind of recognition that they want it because they want to be happy.
Okay, so let's actually just dig into this a little bit, because I don't have as much, I can't relate to this as much personally. Okay. So let's say that someone says, Ragini, and you said that you actually you've had to work with them.
Oh, yes.
One.
Still do.
So give me an example. Some like, Ragini, I can't. And you're like, meh. You go into your story. Maybe this is the other version of you a long time ago before you emerged to this evolved version of you. What would the old version of you, what would be the story in your head that you'd be playing?
If someone else is getting something that I want, mm-hmm. and I'm not getting it, right. then my version usually deleted any joy for them, although I would certainly make an effort at being joyful, but it would right. be fairly hypocritical yeah. in the sense that in my mind I would be going, that's really not fair that they get it. I'm better than they are, or they're not very good, or
why do they get that?
Why do they get it and not me? And the universe doesn't really love me very much, and this is evidence once again that I'm a loser and deficient and hideous. And of course, in that state,
I am
not going to feel happy for myself,
right.
nor for anyone else.
Right.
So again, part of the joy of awakening is taking your focus off of your own personal story, taking a couple steps back and realizing that everyone has a similar story. filled with challenges, pain, suffering, and you want happiness so much. If you can understand when happiness comes to someone else, when they get something they want, if you could step in their shoes for just a second and feel the joy that you would feel if this were coming to you, you can bring happiness to you right there in that moment, which is the reason why we want all this other stuff anyway, is to make us happy, make us feel at peace and joy. And this is what sympathetic joy actually can do for you. Once you get the ability to step away from your own envy, jealousy, and your
own story
of, you know, what's wrong with me? How come she's got it? Well, she's more beautiful. She's more intelligent, or he's a man. That's why he's got
I never get these things or whatever. So it's
whatever your story is, it will block you from being able to simply say and feel, I am happy for your happiness.
Okay, so you said originally that in the very beginning you had to kind of fake it, right? Because you didn't really feel it authentically.
Right.
How does one start authentically feeling these things, moving from the faking it place to an authentic place of really feeling happy?
Practice. Like any skill.
Okay, tell us about your practice. Tell us like how it evolved over time from kind of like, oh, that's so great for you. I don't know, what did it sound like?
Well, it was a little bit more authentic than that sounding. But, you know, I would go, well, that's wonderful for you. But in my head and in my heart, there would be a sinking feeling because it really was greedy in a way. And envy and jealousy is a lot about greed.
Right.
So I really wanted that. And you got it instead of me. And that's not fair. Fairness is a huge issue in this whole thing about sympathetic joy. Mm. It's not fair that someone else got it when I should have gotten it, that kind of thing. So,
because I've worked so hard and I mean, I've worked equally hard, if not harder, and I'm actually better, if not, you know, than this particular person.
Right. Okay. So you get caught up in your story. So what I would do is, I mean, again, you have to practice.
Right.
And as I started practicing, just saying to myself, I'm happy that you're happy. And then I began to watch and look for, where is the joy in life? Where do I get joy in life? What brings me happiness? What brings other people happiness? Which I had not been focusing on at all. All right. So even watching my dog prance down the street brings me joy. It makes me happy. And I never used to notice that. It was just a dog. I had to take him for a walk, right?
Right. But stop now, prancing around.
I watch him and it brings me joy. You listen to the birds, it can bring you joy. You get what you want, can bring you joy. You lose what you had anymore, it doesn't bring you joy. But if you understand that joy is available if you're looking for it, that happiness is available if your eyes are open for it, then it shows up because it's always there.
I see. So it really was when you kind of started personally investigating, like, why, like, there is happiness, when you started focusing on your own personal happiness.
The question was, is there really happiness in life? Is there really, is it here? Is this just some kind of spiritual falderal people talk about? You know, that, be happy, be sympathetically happy for other people. Oh, yeah, sure, that's easy to say. Life is just full of pain and suffering. So my focus, as many people's focus is on looking at the dark side of life, you know, and it's easy to do in today's world, as I'm sure it's been in every world of every day, to see all the things that go wrong and to miss the moments of joy and pleasure and happiness that come to people. I mean, the pleasure that someone might get cutting up a carrot.
Right.
You know, the pleasure of dressing your daughter or your son in the morning, or holding your baby, or watching the apple blossom tree start to get its little blossoms.
Right.
You know, there's 100 million things in a day that cross your path that could make you happy if you were present to their presence in your life.
Right, and then also focusing on understanding that those things could bring you joy, which is what I'm hearing you say before, that you didn't see it, and in fact it sounded, may I say, somewhat cynical.
Oh, you're talking to a cynical mystic here. You know, cynicism, you know, trails behind me like a little shadow. It used to be all over me, but you know, now it's a little, just trails around behind me. It's not so bothersome anymore, but it does, if you have cynicism, and that usually means you're filled up with greed and envy and jealousy, it's going to be difficult to be happy for other people. Mm. And that really shortchanges yourself.
Right.
Because that's the wonder of sympathetic joy. Not only do you bring joy to others, other people by being happy for them, which is a genuine transmission of energy to someone when you're really happy for them.
Right.
But it makes you happy and it opens your heart. And there is nothing better than having your heart open.
What do you think it does to the other person when you actually transmit that joy? Like, do you think that they also energetically, like, you're just double vibration?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's a real energetic phenomena that comes from your heart and it's there. Now, whether or not the other person receives it isn't your business.
Right.
Someone may miss it altogether, you know, that you're really happy for them. But that doesn't really matter because the energy that you want to put out in the world is there and you're being a vehicle for it to come out of your heart in your words. Just basically, I'm happy for your happiness.
Yeah.
It's so simple, and yet it's difficult to get to.
Now, you had said that sometimes when people in spiritual practices that follow gurus, that they actually kind of reach that the joy that the guru has. Did you have that sympathetic joy with Osho when you were with him?
I was very blessed to have had that experience many times with him, yeah.
And tell us what it feels like, because I want to find out. I just am curious. What does it feel like? What was the experience like?
Well, it's almost impossible to put it into words because it's an experience where your mind is not there. It's one of the curious phenomena about those kinds of spiritual experiences with spiritual masters.
Yeah.
Frequently you have this experience, but the reason you're having it is because your sense of self is off to the side somewhere.
Mm.
And then when you go back to talk about it, you can barely remember it because actually in some ways you weren't there for it.
Right. But you can somehow, do you feel it on the body level?
Oh, absolutely, on the body level. And it's a joyous, magnificent, expansive, beautiful, loving. There could be nothing wrong in this universe in those moments.
Hmm.
It's clear everything is really as perfect as these spiritual people have said throughout all time.
So was it just like he'd come in like, hey, man, I'm so happy. And you're like, me too. Like, I've never lived on an ashram. I have no idea what happens. This is in my mind. This is my fictitious story about what happens. Like, what would happen? He would come out and how would this transference and transcendental, how would it happen?
It simply is, it happens. I don't know how it happens.
No, but like, did he come out and today is the day of joy.
Didn't come out and say anything. It's just his being, the presence of a person who is truly enlightened in a fully awake state, or whatever they are. The energy is who they are, who their being is like a bright light.
Right, so he wouldn't come in and say, like, today I would transfer sympathetic joy.
No.
You would just come in and then you would feel his presence would kind of...
Yes, but since you're asking me about this, let me say that when I first met this being, I felt nothing in his presence.
Right.
Over time, I became more and more able to actually feel something shift in me in the presence of this being. And that was the amazing thing.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a call from Osho. He's calling you, Ragini. Well, anyway, so much gratitude to you, Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker and behavioral change and author of a new book now available on Amazon, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. I just love that title. Want to create a happy you and a happy planet? Then go to iTunes store, type in the search box, Fired Up with CJ, and then you can get a free weekly subscription to our show. Yay! And also, you can go to raginimichaels.com, R-A-G-I-N-I, Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S.com. And you have a newsletter, too. Does it come out monthly? Is that right?
It comes out usually monthly, depending on me, yes, called Mystical Scuttlebutt. So you can also sign up for that on my website.
Excellent. We will be right back.
Now, naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are fortunate enough today to have Ragini Michaels, who is here to coach us and teach us how we can actually bring more sympathetic joy and grace into our lives. And we're actually, I always like presenting real life scenarios. So this is what this section is all about.
Okay.
So welcome, Ragini. Welcome
Thank
back.
You. It's so, always good to be here with you. It's always fun.
Yeah. All right. Now, you were, the first scenario is one in which you were with me. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you remember, we were at one, the event, it was 9/11, and we were at one event, and we were waiting to talk to do a live show at the event. Mm-hmm. And there was a group of people who I described as seriously blissed out. They're all kind of undulating, and they're like, Oh, I am so in love with the world and like what I love about. Here's what they were doing. At the end of their session, there were people who were standing in line and they're facing each other and they had their hands hand to hand and they're swaying back and forth in this kind of organic, kind of patchouli like dance. I don't know. They're saying, oh, I so love the world, and I love your energy as a class, and I love you, and I love the universe. I love Mother Earth. I love everything. And I was like, are you kidding me? What is this? What were you guys smoking in here? I mean, I was like, who are these people? Maybe this is my cynical part, and no sympathetic joy was arising at that time.
Yes,
cynicism was showering over me.
There you go. Okay, so. That'll stop you from experiencing sympathetic joy for sure. Here's the interesting thing about your scenario that you're describing. Isn't it curious that we are way more comfortable watching a group of people who are engaging in intellectual analysis or tearing something down or creating judgments and assessments and finding solutions to problems and everything else or berating the world because this group is stupid or that group is stupid? Nobody's cynical about that. But people are very cynical when people start to talk about love. And I can say that because I've been one of those people.
Right.
You know, and still a part of me to this day sometimes will go, oh, that's a little too much.
Too much to me, though.
But what that says is something about your relationship to your own heart.
Oh, right? Great. Okay, what is... I don't know if I want to hear what this means
This is one side. Okay. The other side of the coin, let me go to there for a moment,
okay,
is that if your dedication to being blissed out or being happy is out of balance with the need to make discriminations and to see that life is filled with ups and downs and joys and sorrows and easy times and hardships, then you're simply out of balance if you don't see that, right? So you have to continually work to balance your mind's capacity to see the world the way it functions in the realm of duality. We're opposites, you know, where we're always struggling with success and failure and competition and cooperation and love and hate and acceptance and rejection and approval and criticism, and it goes on and fat and thin and wealthy and poor. Okay. And you need your mind to do that, and you also need your heart to do that. Right? To navigate that world with love requires balance.
So what I should have done is, as they were like, love, joy, and peace, I'd be like, hatred, war. You need balance, people.
I think we have enough hatred and war in the world. I would say this, let me go back to my first comment, which is when you have a cynical response like that to the presence of people expressing love and happiness and joy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What says is take a look at your own heart, because it's quite common when you get close to love, if cynicism is in you, it will emerge to keep you away from it. And so it's just a question of honoring your cynicism and going, yeah, I don't feel comfortable around that much gobbledygook, blissed out love stuff. Makes me uncomfortable. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then once you get that clear, then you can go, well, why? Why am I uncomfortable around a full expression of love where people are standing in a circle and holding hands? Now, I'll grant you, it's not my favorite thing to do because I'm a cynic, okay, at heart.
Right.
But the other side of my heart knows that in that scenario, if it's real, if it's authentic, if it's honest, there brings a fresh energy, a new dimension to life that I was completely unaware was available before.
And that's honestly, what I didn't like about it was it didn't feel real authentic and honest. It felt like things that people should say because they're in something with 9/11. Therefore, it was kind of a unbalanced, kind of inauthentic kind of expression. It just didn't, it seemed outside. And maybe it would have been for me, but maybe not for them.
Well, I think that's a wise perception, what you just said, because what looks like not a clean cut authentic thing for you might be something very real and authentic for someone else, because they might not have this streak of cynicism in them the way you do. You know, everyone's different. You know, that's right. Why it's better to step back and feel, I'm happy that they're happy. I'm happy that they're happy. That's cool that they're able to stand there in that group and be that comfortable expressing their bliss and joy about the world. That would be a nicer place to be in the presence of something that you would not, it couldn't pay you enough money to go join that group.
Yes.
Okay. And that's all right. But instead of being detrimental about it or judgmental about it or pushing it away, and this is sort of the other side of envy and jealousy where you want it, this is where you don't want it, you can step into sympathy. Pathetic joy as well and say, well, look at the joy, look at the fun they're having. I'm happy that they're happy. That way you get your happiness no matter what's happening around you. If you know a sympathetic joy and you've got the, you know, being a behavioral change person, I will say, if you have new neural pathways laid down in your brain, which is what practice and meditation and working with the unconscious mind allows you to do. So that takes sympathetic joy from being just an idea and a concept into a personal reality that your brain then goes, oh, envy, sympathetic joy. Well, sympathetic joy brings me more. I'm going to go there.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I think the next time I experience, because I also have the time when people will say to me, they'll end a phone call and like, oh, peace, love, and joy to you. I'm like, what? You know, goodbye. Like, what? Peace, love, joy. I mean, well, it's just saying that's kind of...
Let me tell you this. In this, in my new website that I just put up and in the work that I'm doing right now, I struggled with how to end it. You know, how do I say whatever I want to say to the people? You know how in letters you used to say sincerely and now you say best regards or warm or some people say cheers, right? So
I just say goodbye.
Okay. No. Well, I'm, of course, presenting an image and I'm trying to be real.
Right, no,
so
yeah.
The thing that I've decided to say was much love.
Yeah, no, I can see
and
that.
And when I say it, it has to come from the right place in me for me to feel authentic with it.
Right.
Right? If I just say an automatic salutation, it doesn't convey what I really want to say to people because I'm doing it for me.
Right.
Because when I say it from that place, it opens my heart. And that is more what I want to share with people, you know, than the words, much love. But those words are the ones that bring it out in me now.
Right.
Before, I would never have said that. Even last year, you wouldn't have caught me saying much love in public to people.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true.
So evolution continues to happen in how you integrate these things that you learn about spiritually into your daily life so they become authentically your own expression of the wisdom that is there for us in life and the love and the guidance that we all have if available to us if we choose to go find it.
Interesting. So here's what I'm hearing you say. The first thing I want to do is for my own benefit, start building these new neural pathways. So when I see these people who are expressing sympathetic joy in ways that aren't necessarily authentic to me, they may be authentic to them.
Yes.
And for me to look and say, you know what, that's not my cup of tea. I'm not going to express it that way. But I can feel happy.
How beautiful that,
happy.
That someone is doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a beautiful expression.
Okay. So I'm not going to go, oh, gag me. This is a different response.
Think of it this way. You may have a preference for roses over daisies, but every time you walk past a daisy, do you have to say, oh, that gags me? Or I hate daisies? You could learn to just appreciate that a daisy has beauty, but it's not your flower.
Oh, when you put it like that, it just makes me feel bad. Even having these thoughts.
No. You've got to have the thoughts. You've got to have the thoughts. That's our conditioning. That's the human experience. You don't want to feel bad about having the thoughts. They're okay to have.
Just kidding.
All you want to do is be conscious of them so that you can then take the next step, which is generating the other thought.
Right.
Which helps you be happy. And if you're happier, everybody's going
to
be
happier. So it's almost like if I were to merge what you said in the second segment with this particular segment, it's like figuring out what arises to you, what arises for you, whether it's a thought, a negative thought, a feeling, an emotion, whatever, those negative feelings, figuring out what they are, just even naming them and letting them be, and then choosing joy, right, is what I'm hearing you say. Just choose joy and say, okay, there's joy happening and there's something actually really wonderful for me to participate in if I choose to have joy. Choose joy, start feeling the joy that is around me, even though it's not expressed in my authentic way, just feeling it anyways. And that will open my heart, move me away from fear, and experience joy.
Which is really about loving yourself, and that's the same as loving other people. Yeah. Can I just make one? Do we have time for me to make one more comment here before we go off or not?
Yes. Well, we have one more segment.
Okay. I think it's important for people to understand that sometimes you can't choose joy because the charge on your negative thoughts and feelings are so intense. Mm. So don't feel bad if you can't choose it, because that's okay. Just go find yourself somebody who knows energy psychology or some kind of therapist. Work to get the emotional charge down from like a 10 plus, you know, which is the highest, let's say.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the show, and welcome to Ragini Michaels, who is here talking to us about sympathetic joy.
Hi, Ragini. CJ. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, so we were talking, let's just do a quick recap of what we're talking about, sympathetic joy. Do a quick recap on why it's so important to have sympathetic joy.
It's important because it opens your heart. It helps you be a happier person. And it balances your mind, which is desperately needed in our world today. Some balance for our runaway mind. Really, if you want to be happy, the best way to be happy is to be happy because other people are happy. And that's called sympathetic joy. And we spend enormous amounts of energy in envy, blaming other people for why they've got what they have and we don't. A lot of energy in greed and longing for things, and to the point where we really miss the beauty, the wonders. That's why we've talked about gratitude before in an earlier show. That's why gratitude is such a powerful, powerful thing, is because you begin to notice the things that you do have. Mm-hmm. Sympathetic joy is also equally powerful because you begin to see that there's light despite all the darkness that you see around you. Right. And the human heart and the mind, actually, we need that. We need to know that there's light in the middle of all the darkness. You've seen those movies where somebody's been caught in a cave, you know, for a long time, and they're in the dark, and then all of a sudden something happens and they find a little spot of light and, oh my gosh, it's a way out, you know, and they have to climb up the sides of the caverns to get to the little hole and then they have to chop their way through it. It's like that, you know, at the beginning, because everything seems so dark and hard and difficult. And as soon as you start to understand, there is beauty in the world. You know, in a way, this is about cultivating faith in the goodness of life. That with all the darkness and the suffering that we see, there is an equal amount of beauty and wonder and joy available to us if we are present enough to notice it.
Right, because it's either there existing in life, like the bird in the tree or the sun shining through your window.
Yes.
Or it's through other people experiencing joy in their particular life.
And sympathetic joy really is just saying, I'm happy that you're happy, and I'm happy that I'm happy. And may you keep being happy, and may I keep being happy. And that's a practice. You know, you have to practice thinking that way to, again, lay down new neural pathways in your brain. Because ultimately, sympathetic joy is a blessing to you. It's about self-love, self-care, and generating more love in the world, more connection. And it's something that you can work with on a daily basis.
One of the things that some teachers do for yoga practices that I've done. So in yoga, what you're doing is you're cultivating peace, serenity, and a yoking of your mind, body, and spirit. And so it's just a wonderful gift to give yourself. And what I like that some teachers do. At first, I had kind of a negative reaction, but over time, as I understood and spiritually matured, I understood that it was a really beautiful thing that at the end you say, may I give the benefits of these practice to X, like a person that you know that's in need, or, you know, just generally out into the universe. And at first I was like, are you kidding me? I just worked an hour and a half and you want me to give this away? But this is part of sympathetic joy too, right? It's actually taking wonderful things that have happened to you.
It's sharing your happiness.
Yeah.
It's sharing. Be generous with your sympathetic joy. Be happy for people's happiness, no matter how small it is.
Right, and giving it. And I love the idea of just giving it away, like just giving and blessing someone else with that same, like you said earlier in the segment one, the same vibrational energy. Because you, after you do a yoga practice, you're completely vibrating at a different level.
Right.
To share that with another person, I think is kind of beautiful.
It's very beautiful. And fundamentally, if you believe that we are all connected in some way as members of the same species and connected to the other species on the planet, then you're literally sharing everything you have and helping everybody else on the planet. Every moment of sympathetic joy that you experience becomes available to everyone else from this perspective.
Yeah.
From the spiritual level.
Yeah. And if you take it to the analogy that you're using just earlier about being in a dark cave. I mean, just sending light to someone is giving them hope and faith.
It is indeed. And life without hope and faith is a little tough. And sympathetic joy certainly helps you activate the faith and the hope in your own heart.
Yeah.
It really is all about opening your heart, because fundamentally, I believe, and you have to decide if you believe this or not, even though there's great evidence to the contrary, that human beings are fundamentally designed as loving beings, loving, caring, compassionate beings. beings that are here to help each other.
Right.
And when you see somebody walk by somebody on the street who's in trouble, you know we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. If people can't reach out, if we can't help each other.
Yeah.
And you just watch for yourself in your own heart where you pull away from people who are in pain and suffering. And take a moment and think, there's joy in the world too. Let me find it and let me share it.
Right. Give it to that person that you
right.
see.
It doesn't have to be with a dollar bill out of your wallet to the beggar. Maybe it's just a smile.
I like that idea. I like the idea of walking. You know, usually when I see someone on the street, I'll just say, you know, love and blessings to you in my, mm-hmm. in my head. And I just kind of send them energetically love and blessings.
Beautiful.
But I like the idea of, like, joy, too. I never think about, of course, it's a different form. Like, you know, as you're saying, it's a derivative of, but still it's kind of nice to actually send, like, may any sympathetic joy of and luck and charm that I've had in my life be passed on to this person. You
yes.
know, I like that.
Very beautiful.
I like, okay. Now let's get practical here.
Oh.
no, you're saying all this stuff is practical. You said three simple things that listeners can do to start cultivating sympathetic joy in their lives.
Well, I think I've already said them, but I'll say them again.
Okay.
One, practice looking for the light in the darkness. When you get hit the end of the day and you feel like the world's going to hell in a handbasket, right? It's not going well, and the guys you want to be winning in American politics are not, and you're feeling really down about it. Take a moment and look for the light in the day. Look for what was beautiful in the day. Look for what's beautiful in the moment and rejoice in it.
Balance.
And ask for it to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Say, may this increase every day. Right? Mm. That's one simple little thing you can
do. Yeah, that's easy.
That's all you, it's not a big deal, you know, before you flip on the TV.
Yeah, no, okay. I like, actually, a friend of mine said that she and her friend were sending emails to each other on the five things that they're, three or whatever, four things that they're grateful in the day, and that helps shift the energy around.
Absolutely. So, again, this is about being happy, so it's like thinking of the things that that other people have, the good things that have happened to other people, and to say, I'm happy for that person. And it doesn't matter if you don't feel it in the beginning. You just start saying it. I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that that happened to that person. I'm happy that that happened to that person.
I'm happy that you're happy.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Because you're building the neural network so that you can start feeling it authentically over time.
That's right. And, you know, you usually start to feel what you focus on. But usually we're very unfocused on feeling joy for other people. Instead, we're heavy into competition and beating out the other guy.
Right.
So that's a particular meditation, is to just say, I'm happy that you're happy and may your happiness continue.
Right.
And also, I'm happy that I'm happy. May my happiness continue.
I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that I'm happy and my happiness continue. I like that.
It's a nice thing to do. And offer your sympathetic joy. There's other things you can do. Offer your sympathetic joy to others by, first and foremost, listening to them. Listening to their story of their what happened to made them happy, right? Mm-hmm. And don't interrupt with your story. Really listen. And really let it be all about them and share in their joy.
Right.
That's something people can practice, because usually we'll listen for a minute and then we're on to something else.
Yeah.
Share your sympathetic joy in that way. And also, you can also share your sympathetic joy by helping people out, actually offering to do things. You know, what can I do to make a, you know, to help you out with your whatever you're doing that's going so well?
Right.
Or supporting them in whatever way they need. So
right.
It's getting involved in a way. Sympathetic joy is sort of lays the groundwork for us to start living more of the social values that we give lip service to, but often don't live in the course of the day.
What social values that we don't give, that we don't?
Like feeding the hungry, helping out the poor, things like that, helping out sick people. You know, we think these are wonderful ideas. These are our social values. Fairness dictates this occur, and yet we don't pay attention to it during the day. So you can use your sympathetic joy to just share your joy.
Right.
And in whatever way seems appropriate.
Right. So, you know, you see poverty, you see, suffering, and it's basically finding easy ways, which is to even share your sympathetic joy.
Even if it's just sending it in the privacy of your mind to that person, saying, may you be happy, may you find happiness.
Those are all simple things.
They're simple things to do.
A minute or less.
A minute or less a day. And the key thing is here, you are...
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.